وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْقُرَى وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ
Surely, we have destroyed many a town around you. We sent our messages to them repeatedly and in diverse forms that they may eschew their evil ways and return to Allah.
فلولا نصرهم الذين اتخذوا من دون الله قربانا آلهة بل ضلوا عنهم وذلك إفكهم وما كانوا يفترون
So why did those whom they had set up as gods apart from Allah, hoping that they would bring them nearer to Him, not come to their aid? Instead, they failed them. This was the end of the lie they had fabricated and the false beliefs they had invented. So why did those whom they had set up as gods apart from Allah, hoping that they would bring them nearer to Him, not come to their aid? When the polytheists developed their initial veneration of those personalities that later became their deities, they took them as God's chosen servants. They thought they would gain His proximity through them. However, they gradually deified them, invoked them, addressed their supplications to them, and imagined that they had the power to meet their needs. In order to guide them to the straight way, God first explained the matter to them with the help of His signs through His messengers. However, as they insisted on their false ways and idolatry, God's punishment struck them, and their false gods were incapable of coming to their rescue.
وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنصِتُوا فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَى قَوْمِهِمْ
And call to mind when we sent to you a party of the jinn that they may listen to the Quran. When they reached the place where you were reciting the Quran, they said to one another, Be silent and listen. And when the recitation ended, they went back to their people as warners. And call to mind when we sent to you a party of the jinn that they may listen to the Quran. All the reports about the circumstantial setting of this verse narrated on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Zubair, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Al-Hasan al-Basri, Sa'id ibn Jubair, Zar ibn Hubash, Mujahid and Ikramah are unanimous on the point that the jinn appeared for the first time in the valley of Nakhla. Ibn Ishaq Abu Naim Ifsahani and Waqidi state that it happened when the Prophet, peace be upon him, was on his way back to Makkah from Taif. He stayed at Nakhla and was reciting the Quran during the Isha or Tahajjud or Fajr prayer when a group of jinn passed by. They stopped there to listen to his recitation. All the reports indicate that at that time the jinn did not physically appear before the Prophet, peace be upon him, nor did he note their presence. Later on, God informed him through revelation about their visit and their listening to the Quran. This happened either at Al-Zema or at Al-Sail Al-Kabir, both of which are located in the Nakhla Valley. Both abound in water and greenery. The visitors from Taif usually break their journey there.
قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَإِلَى طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ
They said, Our people, we have heard a scripture revealed after Moses, peace be upon him, verifying the scriptures revealed before it. It guides to the truth and to the straight way. They said, Our people, we have heard a scripture revealed after Moses, peace be upon him, verifying the scriptures revealed before it. It guides to the truth and to the straight way. One thus learns that these jinn were already believers in the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and the scriptures. For, on listening to the Qur'an, they readily recognized that its message was identical with that of the earlier prophets. Accordingly, they decided to believe in the Qur'an and its bearer, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
Ya qawmana ajibu da'i Allah, ajibu da'i Allah wa aminu bihi yaghfir lakum min dhunubikum. يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويجركم من عذاب أليم.
Our people, respond to the call of Him who calls you to Allah and believe in Him. Allah will forgive your sins and will protect you from a grievous chastisement. Our people, respond to the call of Him who calls you to Allah and believe in Him. Allah will forgive your sins and will protect you from a grievous chastisement. Authentic traditions indicate that after this incident, a series of delegations of the jinn called on the Prophet, peace be upon him, and met him directly. Collation of the relevant ahadith indicates that at least 6 delegations visited Makkah before the migration to Medina. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud reports, once the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not turn up for the whole night, which caused great concern. We feared that someone had attacked him. The next morning we saw him coming from the Hira cave. On being asked, he told us that a jinn had invited him, and he recited the Quran before a whole group of them. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud narrates another tradition. Once the Prophet, peace be upon him, told his companions in Makkah, "Who among you will accompany me to meet the jinn?" I expressed my desire to accompany him. While we reached the upper region of Makkah, he drew a line and directed me not to cross it. He went beyond that and started reciting the Quran. I saw many people surrounding him. On another occasion, while Abdullah ibn Mas'ud accompanied the Prophet, peace be upon him, the latter decided a case involving the jinn at Hajun near Makkah. Many years after this incident, when Abdullah ibn Mas'ud saw some people in Kufa, he remarked that they resembled the jinn whom he had seen at Hajun.
وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءُ أُولَئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ.
And he who does not respond to the one who calls to Allah will not be able to frustrate him on earth, nor will they have anyone to protect them from Allah. Such people are in manifest error. And he who does not respond, it is likely that this part of the verse is a statement made by the jinn, or it might be a remark by God. The latter, however, seems more plausible.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَمْ يَعْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَى بَلَىٰ إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ.
Do they not see that Allah, who created the heavens and the earth, and creating them, did not wear him out, has the power to bring the dead back to life? Why not? He certainly has the power over everything.
وَيَوْمَ يُعْرَضُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَلَى النَّارِ أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ قَالُوا بَلَى وَرَبِّنَا قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون.
On the day when the unbelievers will be brought within sight of the fire, they will be asked, "Is this not the truth?" And they will answer, "Yes, by our Lord, this is the truth." Allah will say, "Then suffer the chastisement as a requital for your disbelieving."
فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ كأنهم يوم يرون ما يوعدون لم يلبثوا إلا ساعة من نهار بلاغ فهل يهلك إلا القوم الفاسقون.
So bear with patience, O Prophet, even as the messengers endowed with firmness of resolve before you bore with patience, and do not be hasty in their regard. The day when they see what they had been warned against, they will feel as though they had remained in the world no more than an hour or a day. The truth has been conveyed. Will any then suffer perdition except those who disobey? So bear with patience, O Prophet, even as the messengers endowed with firmness of resolve before you bore with patience, and do not be hasty in their regard. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is directed to bear, like other messengers, with the indifference, opposition, and resistance of his people. He should keep on working tirelessly for the cause of his mission. He should not expect people to embrace faith immediately or think that in case of their not believing, God will send down his punishment upon them overnight.